This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I showed Patty this this ad I found in the paper. It's the New York Hall of Science in Corona.
Yeah, in Queens.
They got this, the world's largest display of Lego art. It's open now.
Yeah, the art of the brick. It's really
incredible.
Cool looking.
Incredible.
The Mona Lisa.
They got some guy ripping his chest open. You can look in there and see there's Legos.
Yeah.
But the guy's made out of Legos.
Yeah. Oh, they used to have, at some of the big toy stores, they put them up, like you'll have an Empire State Building that'll be like 12 feet tall. It's just amazing.
Like Legoland.
Yeah. Right.
We got a couple of different videos, viral videos we posted, I think over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The one where they use this drone.
Oh, right, with the prisoner.
Oh, yeah, that was on Inside Edition last week.
They drop in.
So smart.
The drone's dropping in a cell phone.
Not that smart.
Not
but
very.
Yeah.
Really
if
admire.
He would have gotten away with it, it would have been smart.
Yeah,
but there he didn't. He was on video, duh. Like, people aren't going to videotape the prison yard?
They're very smart if they wouldn't have got caught.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that. A
cameras everywhere.
He had a cell
phone. If the
queen
had a wiener, she'd be the king.
Oh!
Yeah, all right. But
oh, very profound.
So back to the drone.
They had a cell phone and a bag of pot.
Yeah.
So the guy could get high. It's amazing, too, because they always tell you they search the cells.
Right.
So where do they keep their phones? Because they say a lot of these guys that are in prison, maybe women too, have cell phones.
You didn't watch Escape at Dannemora, apparently.
They had
everything like saw blades and hammers and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
You got your workshop going in
they
your cell.
They had a whole workshop.
Yeah.
And the other viral video is that iPhone that was dropped into a river in South Carolina.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it was found 15 months later.
And?
Erica Bennett was on a river float tour with her family back in 2018. Her phone fell overboard. She had completely forgot about it. She was one of those ones that saves all the text messages from her
I'm one of those, too.
But this was her late father, and the text messages were on there. A YouTuber diving in this river found the iPhone at the bottom.
Wow.
Charged it up. It was working fine.
Wow.
Hello. Saturday night, I was outside with my new Galaxy, and I walked over to turn the pool lights on, and I was using my phone as a flashlight.
Oh, no.
And I tripped on the way back and fell in the pool.
With your phone?
With my phone and my clothes on, and the flashlight was still on.
In the pool?
In the pool. I took it out. And I looked it up, and it said that the Galaxy can stay at least half an hour underwater without
this
any
problem. This was 15 months.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, because I have a friend who dropped her iPhone in the dog bowl last week, and she had to get a new phone. It wouldn't go back on. So it's luck of the draw.
Are you going to post the video of Patty falling in the pool?
Yeah, I want to see that.
Let me be honest now. Just be real honest.
What?
Uh-huh. Well, you had a little wine going.
My friend Dave Plotkin was over.
There you go.
Plotkin.
Oh, yeah, a little glass of wine.
There you go.
But
news
I have, like,
rocks.
All these stones around the pool, and I tripped
hold on,
over.
Hold on. I gotta go in and turn
no,
the,
I wasn't like I that. It was before dinner.
Before dinner.
And he wasn't even, nobody saw it except for me. There was, but my husband
you
and.
You fell in the damn pool accidentally with your clothes on.
Yes, nobody else saw it, just me.
I'll be right back. Got to check my roasting sign.
Straighten
myself out.
2.1 million people know about it now.
But they're not looking at me drenched.
But they're thinking it.
Can't imagine your hair's all matted down.
No, I didn't go under. My head didn't go underwater.
Oh, you didn't.
Thank God, my hair. Oh my gosh.
And how about the phone? It's got the light on in the bottom of
the pool. I'm just looking at it.
Wait, how'd you get the phone back? Didn't you?
I was in the shallow end. I tripped. I went onto the steps and down went the phone. So I reached down and grabbed it.
I got it quick. Thank God, it's the big show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.